Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Highlights, analysis, and the game stats so far. It's time for the Halftime Huddle on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
Hey everyone, I'm Pete Pasco. Welcome to the Halftime Huddle, brought to you by McDougal Auctioneers, best in the bidding business, McDougalAuction.com. At the half, it is the Riders trailing the Edmonton Elk 17-13. And joining us for his halftime thoughts is the one, the only, as per usual, Rob Vanstone from the Regina Leader Post. Rob, who is that wearing 15 for the Edmonton Elks? It has Cornelius on the back of his jersey, but that doesn't look like any Taylor Cornelius I've seen earlier this year.
You know, it might look like a different number 15 in Edmonton history. He's very prolific through the air, and he's also their leading rusher. And the Rough Riders defense does not have an answer. At halftime, Edmonton has 296 yards of offense, which normally I think would be a good figure for that team for the entire game. And I just wonder where the Rider defense is. You could understand it last week in Winnipeg with the team being as sick as it was and considering the caliber of opposition that the Rough Riders were facing. But at home against Edmonton with as healthy a team as they've had in quite some time, there's no pass rush. Taylor Cornelius has got, well, more than enough time to confirm tonight's attendance in the pocket before letting loose. And the Riders are actually flattered. The score actually flatters them, 17-13. It seemed like more of a lopsided game than that. Ever since the Riders went up 10-0, it's been largely Edmonton.
That seems to be a recurring theme this year at home. Anyway, the Riders jump out to a lead, and then the other team just sort of hits the gas and says, well, that's enough of that.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the Labor Day Classic here against Winnipeg. The Rough Riders scored on each of their first four possessions, got up 14-0, and then points were very rare after that. And part of the problem now, if you look at it, over the Riders' last four home games, they've scored only 7 points total in the second half. 6-1-0-0. So, their tendency has not been to come out of the locker room with fire in their eyes offensively. So the Rough Riders are going to have to reverse a trend here. If you look back, though, at the previous two games against Edmonton, this really isn't entirely off script when you consider the manner in which the Rough Riders have played against the Elks so far this season. Mm-hmm. It's been a tough out for Saskatchewan, if not for other teams in the league, BC, for example. And the Rough Riders generally have eked out enough in the second half to get past Edmonton. I would still think that's the likely outcome tonight. If it isn't, my goodness, what a couple of weeks we're going to have in this Feinberg.
Oh, heading into a bye week, that'll be just delightful. Speaking of the bye week, what do you anticipate? Are they going to bring in some reinforcements? Having said that, are there a lot of quality reinforcements sitting around waiting for a call?
You got to wonder. I've been waiting for reinforcements along the offensive line, well, for the better part of a year now.
Yes.
tonight, four quarterback sacks for the Elks. Now, some of them aren't, you can't necessarily pin them on the offensive line. There was one where I just thought Cody Fajardo looked a little too uneasy in the pocket, and there wasn't pressure, and he created a situation where there was pressure. But by and large, the offensive line is tonight what it has been for the vast majority of the season, and nothing has been done about it. And we're seeing it again tonight. I mean, they managed to hold, if that's the correct word, Winnipeg to four sacks last week. That's Winnipeg. And that was with an ailing offensive line.
True.
And now Edmonton's got four sacks in the first half, and you just wonder what's going to happen from here on in.
What's puzzling is, okay, we know the offensive line has had trouble in pass protection all year, but they've been able to run the ball well until tonight. And Frankie Hickson, I don't know what his yards per carry are, but probably under five. He's looked ineffective, and I'm not sure where that's coming from.
Yeah, and they really haven't tried to establish the run either. When there have been yards gained along the ground, it's been Cody Fajardo taken off.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't been the conventional handoff formula. But look at the last possession. The Riders were gifted a first down on Edmonton's 30-yard line. First down, first and 10, Frankie Hickson loses a yard. And then second down, it's a rare incompletion tonight for Cody Fajardo. He's generally been on target. And then here comes Brett Lawther again. They've had some opportunities that they just haven't taken advantage of. And you just wonder, again, as you have with the previous two games against Edmonton, if you let a team like this hang around, eventually you're going to get burned. They've gotten away with it the first two games, both played in Edmonton. Can they somehow get their, you know, extricate themselves from that same predicament or a similar predicament tonight?
I'd like to see, and I guess this leads into my final question for you, what you'd like to see in the second half. I'd like to see a killer instinct. This is a team you can eliminate from the playoffs. So play like you want to.
Yeah, it's. I'd like to see some semblance of a pass rush. I think they have to stop allowing Taylor Cornelius to be as comfortable in the pocket as he is. But they haven't had much of a pass rush. They've got four sacks over their last four games. They're coming into this week, they're still leading the league in sacks, but the pressure has almost disappeared over the last month or so. But somehow they're going to have to get that back, and that will make a lot of things tick. But on both lines of scrimmage, they've been hugely ineffectual tonight, and that's reflected in who's leading the game.
I'm not going to ask you if they miss Garrett Marino, because we'd still be talking into the fourth quarter, and I think Ballsy and Luke have something to say about that.
Yeah, so. I think Daniela can address that one after the game, too, with Don and Wes.
I would imagine it'll come up. Rob, thanks so much for this, and enjoy the second half.
Always a pleasure, and I hope to. Thanks, Pete. Take care.
There we go, folks. That's Rob Vanstone of the Regina Leader Post. You're listening to the Halftime Huddle on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio.
Breaking down the game so far, it's the Halftime Huddle on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
And welcome back to Mosaic Stadium, everyone. Time now for the Halftime Rewind. And it's brought to you again this week by Johnston's Grain. For all your grain marketing and crop input needs, visit johnstonsgrain.com.
Puts the snap down, the kick is on the way, and Brett Lawther makes it 3-0 Riders. Takes the shotgun snap. They're going to throw, and he's going to go downtown. That is caught by Schick. And he scores! Touchdown! Saskatchewan!
This is Cornelius scrambling to his right across the 40, 45, 50. Outside the numbers, still running. Rider 40, Rider 30, Rider 25. And the former Oklahoma State Cowboy looking like Barry Sanders. Mitchell to the left, and Cornelius keeps and pushes behind a mass of white, green, and gold. And the Edmonton Elks dodge a bullet, and they score a touchdown. Flag is in the air, and a ball's in the air down the right side, down deep. And this will be Mitchell, and he's going to score all the way for a touchdown. Dylan Mitchell got in behind Nick Marshall. Kick going left to right. Castillo's kick is on the way, end over end to the upright, and he hit the upright. Turnabout is fair play as he looks on in disbelief.
And welcome back to the Halftime Huddle. I'm Pete Pascoe. After 30 minutes of play, Riders trail the Elks 17-13. Time now for the standout stat of the half. It's brought to you by Reliance Heath Water Heater Rentals, serving Southern Saskatchewan for over 50 years with short-term, flexible contracts. Call 522-5866. And the stat is, well, it's a pretty easy one this week, I think. 7 carries for 80 yards. That'd be a pretty fine first half for any running back in the CFL. Those are Taylor Cornelius's numbers in terms of his rushing stats. It's also 8 of 13 for 155 and one score through the air. Cornelius obviously making his bosses feel they got a bit of a bargain with the new contract he signed this week. Anyway, that is my time for this week. When we return, Ballsy and Luke will have second half action from Mosaic Stadium on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio.